golden apples of the sun. Stories by Ray Bradbury. In tonight's programme, we have our first two stories from the pen of one of America's finest storytellers, Ray Bradbury. The dramatisations are by Lawrence Gilbert. We begin with the story which is itself called The Golden Apples of the Sun.
They launched a rocket ship, officially named the Copa de Oro. But some, knowing what its mission was, called it the Prometheus, after one who, a long time ago, stole fire from the gods and brought it to mankind. The gods punished him for this deed. Others, remembering what had happened to the hero of another ancient Greek legend, secretly dubbed it the Icarus. For the mission of this spaceship was a voyage to the sun.
Steady as she goes, Mr. Breton. South.
South, sir?
Yes, south. After all, when you travel on down toward the sun and everything goes yellow and warm and lazy, you're only going in one direction, south.
That's what the old man told me, south, he says. I said, excuse me, sir, but there's no such thing as south here in outer space. But he just kept murmuring, to himself more like, south, south.
Sun's got to him. Dreaming of some faraway land where he once spent a holiday, I guess.
Yeah, somewhere I wouldn't mind being right now.
Look out there. The sun. It'll be fitting the whole view soon. Lucky these ports are tinted.
And it's one of those beers, Breton. Just the thought of it makes me thirsty. Anyone seen my drinking tune?
Is it?
Oh, thank you.
It'll be more than the thought of it makes us that soon.
Well, don't worry, Breton. They stowed away 2,000 lemonades and 1,000 cans of this stuff.
Who was it wrote of the golden apples of the sun?
Yeats.
Bravo. And fear no more the heat of the sun? Eh, Breton?
Shakespeare. I should know that one. I've thought about it often enough.
What about a cup of gold? No? John Steinbeck.
The crock of gold?
That's an old one.
Yeah, but who said it of the sun? James Stevens.
Yeah, and what about the pot of gold at the rainbow's end? There's a name for our trajectory. Hey, Breton, rainbow.
Rainbow.
I could have done with another of those. Right. Some of us have work to do.
Outside temperature.
500 degrees Celsius. 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Look at you now. I could almost reach out and touch you. And so we shall. In fact, we'll be stealing just a tiny bit of you before this trip's over.
Through corridors of ice and frost, ammoniated winter and storming snowflakes blew. Any small fire breath from the vast, blazing hearth outside that might seep through the hull of this ship would find winter. Winter slumbering inside here like all the coldest hours of February. And inside this ship of cruising winter, the men were individually shielded from temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero by their all-protective suits of warmth and oxygen.
Outside temperature.
1,040 degrees Celsius, 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Falling like a snowflake into the lap of June. More like sweltering August.
1,060 degrees Celsius, 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
The ship's refrigerants pumped away at 10,000 miles per hour inside frosty boa constrictor coils.
2,080 degrees Celsius, 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
High summer, yes. July, August.
2,600 degrees, Captain. 5,000 Fahrenheit.
Gentlemen, we are touching the sun.
Oh, my Jesus.
3,640 degrees Celsius. 7,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
What time is it?
The sun burned the minutes, the seconds. It burned all time and eternity away. For now, there was only the sun and the sun and the sun. It was every horizon. It was every direction. It burned away the dark world behind the eyelids, the retina, the hidden brain. And it burned away sleep and the sweet memories of sleep and cool nightfall.
Captain!
Oh, my God. Jeez!
Mr. Breton!
Breton, the first mate, fell flat to the winter deck. His protective suit whistled, where burst open. His warmness, his oxygen, and his life bloomed out in a frosted steam.
Quick!
Inside Breton's plastic face mask, milk crystals had already gathered in blind patterns.
A structural defect in his suit, Captain. He's dead. Frozen.
A man afraid of fire is killed by the frost.
No, leave him there for now. There's no time. Outside temperature.
5,720 degrees Celsius. 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Captain, look! That icicle up in the ceiling! It's melting!
Auxiliary pump broken, sir. Refrigeration. We're losing our ice.
Can't you see the trouble? Don't just stand there like idiots. We haven't the time.
The men rushed about. The captain bent down in the warm rain, cursing, felt his hands run over the cold machine, and while he worked, he saw a future which was removed from them by a merest breath. He saw the skin peel from the rocket ship and men running, running, mouths shrieking, soundless. Space was a black mossed well where life drowned its roars and terrors. You could scream a big scream, but space snuffed it out before it was half up your throat.
Damned pump! Try the feed line.
He stabbed the auxiliary pump with a screwdriver. He shuddered at the thought of annihilation.
We're used to more leisurely dying, measured in minutes and hours. Even 20 seconds now would be a slow death compared to this hungry thing waiting to eat us.
Captain, do we pull out or stay?
It's time to get the cup ready. Take over the pump.
The captain turned from the faulty pump and put his hand to the working mechanism of the huge cup. He shoved his fingers into the robot glove. A twitch of his hand moved a gigantic hand with gigantic metal fingers from out of the bowels of the ship.
Cup activates on the sun's surface in 4 seconds.
I think this is where we came in,
murmured the captain to himself. For a million years ago, he thought, one of our naked ancestors on a lonely northern trail saw lightning strike a tree. And while the rest of his clan fled in terror, he plucked out a bit of fire and, shielding it from the rain, took it to his cave and gave his people summer.
Ready to commence activation, Captain.
And so here we are again, today, on another trail to capture more fire. This time a different fire that might burn forever.
Down there, Captain. It's incredible.
Yes.
It makes the hydrogen bomb look like a firecracker. Why, there must be a million hydrogen bombs going off there all the time.
Only the sun knows what we want to know. Only it has the secret. Besides, it's fun, isn't it?
Fun, sir?
Yes, fun. That's the real reason we're doing this. It's a little insect man hoping to sting the lion and get away from its jaws. We did it! That's what we want to be able to say. We got away with it! And here's our cup of energy and eternal fire that may well power our cities for 1,000 years. Our beggar's cup.
Activating.
The cup dipped into the sun. It scooped up a bit of the flesh of God, the blood of the universe.
Slowly does it.
What'll happen when we pull it inside? That extra heat now, Captain?
God knows.
Auxiliary pump all repaired, sir.
Start it. Close the lid of the cup now. And back inside with it. Slow. Slow. Slow.
The hand sank with oiled silence into the ship's body. The refrigeration system kicked. Ammoniated fluids banged the walls like blood in the head of a shrieking idiot.
Will the system take it, sir?
Quiet.
They waited.
Ceiling's freezing up again.
Let's get out of here.
They were all thinking now. Pull away, and away from the fire and the flame, the heat and the melting, the yellow and the white. Go on out now to cool and dark. In 20 hours, perhaps, they would deactivate some refrigerators and let winter die. Indeed, they would have to, since they were returning to the cold night of space.
We're going home.
The captain sat for a long while beside Breton's body, covered in snow. He remembered a poem he had written many years before.
Sometimes I see the sun, a burning tree, its golden fruit swung bright in airless air, its apples wormed with man and gravity, their worship breathing from them everywhere, as man sees sun as burning tree.
Well, where do we go now, eh? When you've gone a long, long way down to the sun and touched it and streaked away from it, where are you going then? When you go away from the heat and the noonday light and the laziness, where do you go?
Dunno, Captain. No, sir.
There's only one direction in space from here on out. North! You go north!
Thank you.